Antes de que escuches este podcast de Europod, queremos hablarte de Desconectados en 2050, un nuevo podcast de ciencia ficción sobre un futuro no muy lejano. Esta es la historia de Ezra, una joven que vive en un mundo en el que el metaverso Infinity se ha impuesto casi por completo, la democracia ha desaparecido y la información es censurada. Desconectados en 2050 es un podcast distópico que presagia cómo podría llegar a ser el mundo si las grandes empresas tecnológicas adquiriesen demasiado poder. Busca Disconnected in 2050 para escucharlo en inglés en tu plataforma de podcast favorita. También está disponible una versión en francés. Y ahora sí, disfruta de este podcast de Europod.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Europod.
Les Allemands et moi, on n'aime pas trop l'expression que nous sommes de droite.
The Germans and I don't like the expression that we are right-wing. It is a French way of simplifying the world. We are Christian Democrats. There is a clear separation between those who are purely right-wing and the Christian Democrats, who in the other countries are in the same sense of the term.
Exclusive interview with Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Commission from 2014 to 2019. An interview of Cantanaries for Europod.
J'ai connu Angela Merkel pour la première fois.
I got to know Angela Merkel for the first time when I met her as a young minister of youth in Germany. In the years 1983 to 84, so I gave her a lot of advice because she was new to the European platform, advice which was requested, never imposed. The beginning was not difficult, but it was marked instead by her willingness not to go to the front line of the debate right away, from the very first minute. What impressed me the most about Angela Merkel was her great modesty. She is the German Chancellor. German Chancellors and French presidents, to be honest, don't need to enter into arguments, even if they do it. It's enough to say, I, Chancellor of Germany, or
moi, président de la République.
It produces a certain effect. If I, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, were to say, I, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, it would not turn the tables upside down. No, she never played that card. And besides, she's a great listener. She listens to everyone, not only in meetings, but also before the meetings, while preparing for the meetings. In giving the same importance to each and every one of her interlocutors, she was exemplary. It often annoyed me. The fact that she is a scientist, she thought about problems in terms of their probable last moments of development, in terms of a solution that could be brought to the problem. Whereas we were very much more focused on the short term or the medium term, she always had in mind the long term, which meant that she asked a lot of questions, sometimes questions embarrassing to others, which meant that she moved through progressive stages of knowledge, if I may say so. She was not amongst those who from the beginning knew what to do. No, she tackled the problems as time went by.
De savoir, si j'ose dire, de connaissance. Donc, elle n'était pas parmi celles et ceux qui, dès le début, savaient ce qu'il fallait faire. Mais elle déclinait les problèmes au rythme du temps. C'est un reproche auquel elle ne peut pas.
This is a criticism, and she cannot entirely escape. The fact that she stalled. She had sometimes, but rarely, rigid ideas at the beginning of a discussion on an issue, especially on the euro, the debt issue, and all of that. I remember one-to-one meetings with her when she was visiting Luxembourg, or when I was at her house, or when the Greek crisis started in 2009 and 2010, she was very insistent that the International Monetary Fund should be involved in Europe's solution. While Trichet, others and I thought, Europe has a problem. Europe must solve its problem without the contribution of the International Monetary Fund, arguing that if the United States had a budgetary problem in California, it didn't turn to the International Monetary Fund, which was its neighbor of the White House in Washington, but tried to respond to that serious Californian crisis with a national resources. Europe, under her leadership, had chosen to involve the International Monetary Fund in the management of the crisis, which cost us a lot of time. But apart from that, her character was good.
Mais à part ça, elle était de bonne composition.
She didn't really like the fact that the president of the commission, just like Schauble didn't like it, that I was dealing with the Greek case, because Schauble always said to me, even though we were good friends, not in the political sense of the word, but in the personal sense of the word, let the commission mind its own business. The solution to the Greek crisis is the business of the governments of the Eurozone. And I answered, no, no, no. There is an article in the treaty which says that the Commission is in charge of the general interest of the European Union. It is in the general interest of the European Union to keep Greece in the Eurozone. I attended many meetings with her in a small circle, fierce and not always very friendly debates with the Greeks, especially with Prime Minister Tsipras. And there she had a frankness that honored her. But she never said in these little closed circle meetings that she thought Greece should leave the Eurozone. Never.
Elle n'a jamais dit dans ces petites réunions en cercle fermé qu'elle était d'avis que la Grèce devrait quitter la zone euro. Jamais.
The one who was the most strict in this respect was her finance minister, my friend Wolfgang Schäuble, who in fact, until 2015, when I was already president of the Commission, wanted Greece to temporarily leave the Eurozone. Which I objected to very strongly, because I said to myself, this is the beginning of the end if we accept it. And besides, Greece will never return to the Eurosphere because we won't be able to use enough charm to convince the reluctant Germans. But in the end, Schäuble gave up on his plan to exclude Greece, and Merkel, who initially supported it, stopped supporting it.
Plan d'exclusion de la Grèce, et Merkel, qui au début l'appuyait,
there was somewhat of a European reflex in her. She still had doubts. She was not the only one. I also had doubts. But in the end, she said to herself, if we don't save Greece, this is the beginning of the end. And when she saw that a European non-response to the Greek crisis would have as its ultimate consequence the definitive undermining and tearing apart of the Eurozone, she changed her tune. Fortunately,
la zone euro, elle a changé le fusil d'épaule. Heureusement.
Take to the boat.
J'ai beaucoup de souvenirs lorsqu'on fait référence à cette période difficile pour elle.
I have a lot of memories when we refer to this difficult time for her and difficult for Europe. Because contrary to what people think, I received her calls, saw her on a daily basis. During the month of August 2015, I was on leave, she was on leave, we phoned each other every day, and contrary to what people think, she did not open the borders. The borders were open, nuance. And she, there on the refugee crisis, was under constant attack from the German public opinion, sometimes facing disgusting attacks against her. And so there, she has shown that she is a politician who has strong convictions and she was not ready to give them up in times of difficulty. That makes her a stateswoman. No, I think you will remember, it will surprise you, her role in the migration crisis. I once said in an interview with the Bild Zeitung, the populist newspaper, at a time when she was heavily criticized, I said, history will prove Merkel right. It is happening. We will remember her role because we know how difficult it was for her to explain herself to the German public. But the judgment we will make about her will be devoted to her entire career. Because reducing Merkel's name to the migration crisis, although she was virtuous, it's not enough to pay tribute to her career, which is made up of many elements.
À son parcours qui se compose de beaucoup d'éléments.
Paying what they should be paying, they're paying close to 1%.
This means that the UK has voted to leave the European Union.
Elle ne s'est jamais érigée.
No, she never positioned herself as a leader of the free world, which is a term from the Cold War. It's outdated. No, as for Trump, she defended Europe, tooth and nail, and she was astutely outspoken when addressing Trump in our meetings, just like she was on Brexit. Ah, she was haunted by this prospect because she always said when a large member state leaves the European Union, and the same would be true for a small one, it's a tragedy. And so there, with Cameron, with Theresa May, with Boris Johnson afterwards, she never surrendered on the fundamentals, let's say, just like me. That's something I appreciate very much, because as President of the European Commission, I try to do the same with all the elements that dictate the rhythm of the national politics in the different member states.
Tous les éléments qui dictaient le rythme aux politiques nationales des différents États membres.
She knows how to read the movements of history in detail if necessary. And she saw that at the time of the pandemic, Europe's time had come. I don't really like the expression Europe's time has come because it comes around every corner. But in this case, it was true. Because of the need that was obvious at the beginning of the pandemic, I think she saw that in the face of the pandemic, a European response was needed because national responses would not be enough, because there would be too many contradictions, which still exist, but even more serious contradictions in the ways of doing things. So it was the understanding of the context and of the people that led to the solution that Europe finally adopted. I won't miss her because I will always call her. I will always phone her. We have been in regular contact since I left, and so I visited her in Berlin as a former Commission president. No, we stay in touch because friendships don't end the day the job ends.
Ne cesse pas le jour où les fonctions viennent à échéance.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free.
That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.